The Swine Health Information Center's domestic swine disease monitoring report has been expanded and now includes diagnostic information on all three of the major respiratory diseases that affect U.S. swine. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report provides a monthly analysis of swine health data collected by the diagnostic labs at Iowa State University, the University of Minnesota, South Dakota State University, Kansas State University, and the Ohio Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab. That system has been expanded to include data on the prevalence of influenza A virus. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg explains the data assists veterinarians and producers in making decisions on disease prevention, detection, and management.
For example, for influenza, we know that that, as well as some of the others, are very seasonal. So the importance of being able to track those is to make sure that we are tracking the seasonality, make sure we are tracking the incidence of the outbreaks, make sure that we are tracking the severity of the outbreaks and helping to report that back both on a national and a regional basis for the pork industry. One of the most important things that happens with pork producers and their veterinarians is their ability to respond to information. If we, for example, report that Nebraska maybe is having an uptick in PRRS testing and outbreaks, that may be very helpful for those systems and those farms that are in Nebraska, as well as that move through Nebraska. So reporting those results both nationally as well as regionally helps producers and their veterinarians be more aware, and awareness and information helps them to better manage the health of their herds.
The Domestic Swine Disease Monitoring Report is circulated through a variety of mechanisms, including the Swine Health Information Center's monthly e-newsletter and website. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.